CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable presented by our friends over at betonline.ag. Again, this is the CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable. Nick Qualia, Marv Zahn, Mike Molyneux. And we got playoff football, which before we get into it, guys, wild that we're at the end of the season.
It went by quick, even though we added an extra game.
Went by fast, and it sucks because that means football is almost over.
Yep.
So obviously we got the playoffs this week. AFC is absolutely insane. NFC is crazy, but you know it's clear cut who the best team in the NFC is, I think, at least when it comes to the Packers. But for the AFC, it's wild. Like, it came down to the last game last night. Did you guys watch that game live last night?
That game was – that's probably one of the – I'll always remember that football game.
That was insane. Wild. Especially just, like, going into it, everybody knows, like, hey, if they tie, if they don't try, and they just go 0-0, they both go to the playoffs. And then at the end of the game, I was like, they're going to do it.
It's going to happen.
The Raiders start handing it off at the end of the game, and you're like, they're going to do it. These guys are going to tie the game. And then Brandon Staley, this guy, I don't know. Earlier today, I was like, this guy overthinks the situation too much. But then I'm also thinking at the same time, I don't think he thinks at all because he just does analytics. He just listens to whatever the analytics say. This maniac is going for it on fourth down on his own 18-yard line in the middle of that game last night. This guy doesn't give an F where they are on the field. He'd fourth down and one, he's going for it. Doesn't matter. And the fact
six
that he
for
called
six,
that,
man.
But
six
the
for
fact,
six.
The fact that they called that timeout last night, insane. And the Raiders basically after the game admitted, like, hey, like we were gonna run that play, but we were content with letting that clock run out. We're both going to the playoffs, and this guy stops the. What good does that do for you to stop the clock? Nothing.
I mean, he came out with a reason.
I don't care what his reason was.
His reason was he wanted to get the defensive package in to stop the run, and they didn't stop the run. Like they still weren't able to stop the run, so a complete fail.
You let their offense get some time, go back out there, take a breath, and then run it. The Raiders were more than happy to let that clock run out. Let the most wild scenario that nobody thought was going to happen. So many people lost money on parlays yesterday. So many people by betting the Jaguars to win and then that game ending in a tie. Yeah. If you parlayed those together, that's big money. So many people lost out on that because Brandon Staley was like, you know what? Hey, let's call a timeout here and ruin my team's chances to go to the playoffs. I've seen some people online defend him. There's no defense for that. I think he's a good coach. I really do. But if the Chargers came out this morning and was like, hey, Staley, see ya, I wouldn't be upset about it. If I'm a Chargers fan, I am pissed this morning. Anyway, welcome to the Patriots show. I'm a little bitter because the Patriots dropped 3 out of 4. Best matchup for, you know, television views, for entertainment-wise, Bills, Patriots, 8:15 this Saturday night. But guys, the way they ended the season, not great, not ideal. They ring off 7 in a row after starting out 2-4, and then lose to the Colts, lose to the Bills, then lose to the Dolphins. And not only that, like the game before that you lost to the Colts, who knows if you won that game against the Bills because of the weather? Because that wasn't really, to me, that wasn't really a game, and I'm going to talk about that later on in my own reasoning for this. But guys, based off of those of losing the last 3 out of 4, only team that you beat was the Jaguars, which, I mean, I guess, hey, pretty good football team. They beat the Colts, knocked the Colts out of the playoffs. Are you concerned? Like, what's your worry level with this team as we go into the playoffs?
You have to be concerned when you watched the Patriots play this past month or these past 4 games. It's concerning. One, the mental mistakes. We've been talking about it on this show week by week, and to see mental mistakes in week 18 for a Bill Belichick team, that's concerning. Because that means they haven't fully got it yet. You know, we're seeing some bad penalties that have cost them games. You're looking at this team, you had a couple of injuries that you got to look out for now. You know, Isaiah Wynn left last week. You had Barmore who left last week. We don't really know their status going into Buffalo, which
thank
is
God.
Big. These are two.
Thank God,
two
no major
players.
Knee injury though for Chris. No major knee injury. It looked like he was done.
Great. It did. It was that was scary, but you know, let's hope that he can be good enough to play next week because you're going to need that. Pass rush has been lacking. To say the least, when it comes to the New England Patriots, Matthew Judon, who was a star to start off this year, is nowhere to be found. If you look at that Bills game, he had only one pressure on Josh Allen. Josh Allen was able to do whatever he wanted against the Patriots in Week 16, and that's my fear going into this playoffs year. This playoff matchup is how are they going to add pressure to Josh Allen, especially if Barmore's not 100% going into this game. So my concern level is pretty high. McKenzie might not be killing the Patriots as Week 16. You know, Cole Beasley is back. We'll see what the Bills do with that. But Bills have some options there. Jalen Mills is another corner that I'm worried about. You know, they're going to use Davis on Mills. Mills is going to be covering Davis a lot during this game. And Davis got the best of him last time. So I'm really interested to see how they're going to do coverage against this team. Patriots, and one last thing, Patriots have not shown that they can come from behind and win games. They haven't shown it. I mean, they did it against the Texans, but that's nothing to be happy about. When the Patriots were down 14-0 against the Miami Dolphins, I was one of the few that was pretty okay with that because I said, okay, this is the time I can finally see if the Patriots can amount a comeback here. And they weren't able to do it. One, because offensively, they're limited. Mac Jones has not been playing great this past four games that we've mentioned here. Nope. That pick six, oh my God, everybody read that play. Everybody. As soon as it left his hand, I said, that's an interception. It was that bad. He hasn't played great. Having Nelson Agholor is going to help because you need to spread out. So you need to have some type of spread out offense here because the Bills last week 16 were able to just zone in on Hunter Henry and Jacoby Myers. So a lot of concerning factors into this game. Patriots still have a chance. I mean, all of these games that they've lost, they weren't out in any of them. I mean, there were a lot of mental mistakes and self-inflicted mistakes on their part. So Patriots always have a chance to win these games. But if you're going off of how they've been playing, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad that you brought up the mental mistakes because that's something that we've all been talking about over these last few weeks because at the start of the season, when they were losing games, a lot of it had to do with mental mistakes. They were jumping off sides. They were making just stupid errors. But as they got better throughout the season, when they go on that win streak, you notice that the mental mistakes were minimized. And then when they started losing again in this stretch, you started to see those unpatriot-like, you know, put quotes around that because un-old patriot-like, I guess, because it's become more common over the past 2 years for this team. Yep. There's been mental mistakes. And, I mean, you want to talk about other things. Like, I'm not going to blame the refs for anything. That Brandon Bolden call was disgusting.
That was ridiculous.
That was absurd. I mean, I don't know what the referees were doing there. That's referees should start getting fined for having crap calls. I forget who said that. Somebody said that on Twitter, and I'm sorry that I'm not going to be able to give you credit here because I don't remember who said it. But referees should start getting fined for terrible calls like that because you are literally swinging games. And also, Matt Judon's getting held. But I'm not blaming the refs here because the Patriots are not playing good football. I'm just saying the refs stink in the NFL. They do. But the mental mistakes, man, it's bad. And, I mean, you're going to a part now where you're going into a more intense level in the playoffs in Buffalo. This is when teams that have mental mistakes, they tend to have more mental mistakes. And I'm really concerned about that going into this week. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, first and foremost, I should have had that Dolphins loss in week 18 checked a long time ago. Something about Patriots going to Miami
Towards the end
of the season, it just always – I think Teddy Bruschi actually tweeted something about it. He's like, hey, you know, I'm not too concerned about that Miami loss. It's just we always have problems with Miami at the end of the season. But, I mean, when we're looking at this wild card matchup against the Bills, here's the thing. You know, usually when teams get to see each other couple of times during the course of the season, you know, they have a better understanding of the personnel and what type of game plans work and maybe don't work. And you would think, okay, you know, this is the third time the Patriots are seeing the Bills this season. You have Bill Belichick as your coach. It should in some ways lean in their favor because it's the greatest coach, you know, arguably of all time, who gets the chance to game plan against a team and everything they bring to the table for a third time. Like, not many people are going to rule Bill Belichick out of a matchup if he gets to see a team for a third time. But when it boils down to it, I believe that the Buffalo Bills are a better football team than the New England Patriots. And I think especially a lot of the things that you guys brought up, the mental mistakes and just the fact that this Patriots team, in a sense, has fallen off so much from where they were several weeks ago. We're talking about a team where SportsCenter, you know, Bleacher Report, all these different sports media sites and whatnot had these guys as potential Super Bowl contenders.
Mike, they were odds on favorite.
Odds on favorites to make
the Super Bowl. They were the favorite.
I'm looking at IG posts and tweets like, now the matchup that I guess Vegas is betting on is Patriots versus the Bucks. Like, that's how high this team got to at a point during this 2021 season. And, you know, that time period, that week or couple of weeks where they were riding that wave, it felt good. It sounded good. And when you're watching this team, they were playing at that level, especially defensively. You're like, I think we said this on the previous show that we did. This team defensively looked like those early Patriots teams from the early 2000s, where, yeah, your offense may not be all that right now, but this defense can change the game just like that. In the way Judon was getting, you know, looked at as a possible defensive player of the year candidate. A lot of things that were being said about this defense, like, wow, this is one of the best defensive teams we've seen from the Patriots in a long time. All of that is gone. All of that is completely gone, especially over these last couple of weeks. Don't tell me anything about the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I understand they beat Indianapolis. But let's be real. Jacksonville has had a sorry-ass season. Trevor Lawrence possibly played his best game of the season in the last game of the season. But don't tell me anything about the Jacksonville Jaguars and the fact that the Patriots put up, you know, 50-whatever points against them. Cool. This team has not been what they were, you know, several weeks ago when we were talking about the New England Patriots. No pass rush. Defense has fallen off. Like Marv said, Mac has just kind of went in the opposite direction of where he was at one point. Again, same thing with Judon getting real talks about being, you know, defensive player of the year. That's all gone now. Mac, you know, while yes, Jamar Chase has really kind of ran away with that, you know, rookie of the year award. But Mac Jones himself has taken several steps back where, like, he's fallen off really out of that conversation. I still believe he's one of the better rookie quarterbacks in the league.
And I think he's still the best.
Yeah, I still believe he's
the other one. The other ones kind of stink.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the top rookie quarterbacks in the league. But, you know, still, if you're watching the games, you can see that, you know, he's fallen off from where he was. And that's just kind of the story of the Patriots this season. You know, they started off kind of slow. They shot up for a couple weeks and was riding high where they're being talked about as Super Bowl contenders. Now they're just in a place where people don't have a lot of confidence, me included. I don't have a lot of confidence in them as they head into the playoffs going up against the Buffalo Bills. Now, if things shook out a little differently and they somehow ended up facing Cincinnati or something, I'd feel a little confident. I mean, Cincinnati, they've played well these last couple of weeks, but I think this team, Belichick, can handle Cincinnati. Buffalo Bills, I just believe, is still one of the better teams in the AFC. You know, obviously Kansas City's up there, and I think Bills and Tennessee, like, those are the top teams up there. So, you know, my confidence heading into this game is not high. You're getting Buffalo in Buffalo. And this team has really regressed from where they were. So I'm at a place right now where I really am just hoping that Belichick puts forth a great game plan. Like, I don't know what to expect out of defense from what they've shown me the last couple of weeks. The offense hasn't really been anything crazy these last couple of weeks. I'm just hoping that it all falls in the hands of the greatest coach of all time, that he can put the proper game plan together, similar to what he kind of did in that game in Buffalo when it was raining and whatnot. His game plan worked. Talk about the weather, whatever you want to. His game plan worked, and it led to the Patriots winning. I'm hoping there's a similar situation in this wild card matchup where Belichick comes up with a game plan and, you know, things fall in the Patriots' favor and they can come out with the victory. But in terms of who's the better team, it's Buffalo, and they're looking as the odds-on favorites to beat the Patriots in advance.
All right, before we keep going, guys, we got to talk about our friends over at betonline.ag. BetOnline would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all of the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year and new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code CLNS50 to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so I was just looking back, Mike, while you were talking. I was looking back at their recent wins. The last win that I think you can really take anything away from it, for the players at least, is the Tennessee game. The Buffalo game, like, I don't really take anything from that. After watching these last now 4 weeks following that game, the loss to Indianapolis, the loss to Buffalo again, the win against Jacksonville, the last game that you can really take away anything, I think, is that Tennessee game. What are you going to, like you said, Mike, what are you going to do? Take away anything from the Jacksonville game?
No,
you're not going to do that. So both offensively and defensively, it's just been a disappointment over these last 4 weeks. And you're not going into the playoffs with any sort of confidence. At least I'm not for this team. I think Brandon Bolden said something along the lines of like, you know, we're not just going to roll over. Which is great. And he was like, that's the mindset I'm going in with it. That's paraphrasing. That's not exactly what he said, but that's, I believe that was the gist of what he said. But that doesn't make me feel good, because that makes me think, like, okay, are there people in the locker room who are showing that they don't have confidence in this team? I don't know. And with the Bills, the scariest thing for me is the Patriots' run defense is terrible. Terrible at this point. It's they can't stop anything. It's become tough to watch. I still think Devin Singletary is a good running back. If the Bills can somehow get him going, which against this Patriots rush defense, I think they possibly could. If Devin Singletary gets going and they create a running game in the middle of that game, then that opens up Josh Allen. And Josh Allen, like him or not, is a very good quarterback. That's something that scares me. Now, here's a question I have for you guys, and this will be the last question of the night here. Do you think the Patriots have a legitimate chance to make it from here, wild card weekend, to the Super Bowl? After what we watched through December, do you guys think the Patriots have a chance to make it to the Super Bowl? Either one of you.
This team that we've watched over the last couple of weeks, no. Not at all. They're not built to go up against some of these elite teams, some of these teams that have been together and been one of the lead teams over the last couple of seasons. They haven't showed us that they're ready to match up. Now, a couple of weeks ago, like I said, several weeks ago, you're talking about a team, and we've had this conversation. I've had this conversation with other people. A couple of weeks ago, you had Patriots fans, hey, bring on anybody. We're ready to take on the world. This team can take on anybody. Doesn't matter who it is, bring them on. Everybody, a lot of Patriots fans were screaming that from the top of their lungs a couple of weeks ago. That team is gone. It's not the same team. The players are still there, but they just have fallen off. That's the crazy part. The players are still there. Like, the Patriots haven't necessarily lost anybody. Like, Mack is still out there. Judon is still out there. But they just have taken a step back in terms of play. And that's bad. It's one thing if you lost players and now you're saying, okay, well, it's not the same. We lost Judon for the season, or Mack got hurt. We lost. Like, you didn't necessarily lose some of the guys you've been rocking with all season and some of the guys who carry you to a certain point earlier in the year. Those guys are still there, but their level of play has just dropped. That's really scary.
Well, if you think back a couple years ago, think about like the Hightowers and McCourty, Brady's last year, that defense started off hot. The defense was really rolling. And then what happened? That was
the year they went like 8-0, right? We was talking Super Bowl.
That was the boogeyman year.
The boogeyman year. Calvin.
Now, Marv, I think you were leading the charge on the Super Bowl. I think you were the one talking Super Bowl.
The tape will show you guys were talking undefeated season. However, that's not the point of the conversation right now. That boogeyman season with Jamie Collins, Calvin Noah, Hightower, and all of those guys, they started off hot. And then, yeah, they really were boogeymen. They were ghosts. Everyone was being able to gash through them. Now, you're taking the same guys 2 years later, 2 years older, starting off defense, starting off great. As the weeks go on, they're starting to slow down. They're starting to break down. These are older players that we're talking about here. Even Matthew Judon, the guy who had a fantastic start, is starting to slow down at the end of the year. I think age and nutrition has a lot to do with why this defense, we're not seeing what we saw early in the year. And to answer your question, Nick, no, I don't see this team getting to the Super Bowl due to the fact that the only way they would be able to do that is if they can hold a lead every single game, meaning they got to start off with the lead and contain that every game. And there's going to be a point where they're going to have to come back in the playoffs. You're going to have to try to come back down 10 or down 7. When we had the Brady era, we were never worried. It didn't matter how many points you were down. You knew somehow, some way you were going to come back. This team has not been able to show that to me, that they can come back from a deficit. So until I could see something like that, I don't see how this team can get to the Super Bowl yet. Unless you're telling me that the Patriots are going to start off hot these next three games and just hold on to the lead.
No, that's the biggest point right there is what you just said, Marv. They cannot fall behind. If they fall behind, to me, it's over. It's done.
It's over.
And you're playing against, like, you're not playing the Jaguars anymore. You're not playing teams that... Like these are the best teams of the AFC, hypothetically, theoretically. These are the best teams in the AFC. They're going to be able to score. You're going to have – your defense is going to have to come back to what it was in the middle of that win streak. When we were talking 2001 Patriots defense, let's not disrespect that 2001 Patriots defense. That team, you're watching Man in the Arena on ESPN+, you forget how good that defense was. That defense of that first dynasty was nasty. This defense, I don't think it touches it. But they're starting to look slow. They're having a real tough time. Look, if I watch zone one more time, which they might have to. I don't know if they can cover anybody in man coverage. But if I watch zone one more time, watch a guy stop, have two Patriots 3 yards on each side of him, but nobody's closing in on him before the pass is there. Like, that's what I keep watching over and over and over and over again. I don't think this team can reach the Super Bowl. If they do, I would be shocked at this point. I bet a lot of people put money down on the Patriots when they were favorites in the AFC to go to the Super Bowl, but I just checked out the lines on betonline.ag. Patriots are now tied for fourth in the AFC to go to the Super Bowl at plus 1,800. Number one, Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo behind them, and then Tennessee, and then the Patriots are tied with the Bengals at 4 plus 1800. Yeah, it does. I don't know. The way this team's been playing, even I know people aren't really taking too much from that Miami game, but you know, I'm at the point where like that's not an outlier. It's not like they won against Buffalo or Indianapolis, then right. beat Jacksonville, and then went to Miami. That Miami game is what we were seeing the weeks leading up to that. So it's not like that was something brand new. Like a couple years ago, the Miami Miracle, right? I don't even know if that – I don't remember if that was even brand new at that point. But the it wasn't anything that was shocking that we saw on Sunday. It was the same that we saw against Buffalo and Indianapolis. And, hey, I mean, we're going to see. I don't have a good feeling about this weekend. Let's give some final score predictions, and then let's get on out of here.
I'll say this real quick before the prediction. This is a big game for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills.
You're right.
This is a real, like, this. There's a lot of pressure on them right now. I mean, yes, they've been the AFC East champs for the past 2 years, but now they're really facing the big brother to cement that this is their time.
Yeah.
Now we have to go through the big brother, and now we can really be officially. That's going to be a big monkey off their back if they can beat the Patriots at this wild card weekend. Because if they don't, if they do not beat the Patriots this weekend, oh boy.
Starts the narrative all over.
It starts the narrative. Like, they only have 1 year window to win the AFC, and the Patriots are the ones who stop them. It's gonna be sickening. So this is a big game for Buffalo here, and it's gonna change the trajectory of Josh Allen's career.
Who you got?
Now, man. With all the trash I was saying in this show, somehow, some way, Patriots squeak this win.
All right.
17-13 Patriots.
Okay, sounds like a game that's going to give me a heart attack. I don't know what the line is right now. It wasn't -4.5, so that would mean Buffalo would cover, which I don't know how the Patriots are favored by 4.5 points. I saw that line earlier. That doesn't make sense to me. In Buffalo? Come on. What are the books now? Mike, what do you got?
Yeah, I just want to reiterate what Marv said. If Buffalo can't beat the Patriots, their AFC East win or title, whatever, it's not going to mean shit, to be honest. So it's a big game, like Marv said. They need to get this win against the Patriots to really cement themselves in the AFC East. In terms of score, yeah, I don't necessarily seeing a super, super crazy high scoring game. I'm feeling like somewhere 28-24-17, something like that, Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm going 27. Oh man, you know it's gonna suck because I think it's gonna be close. I do. But 27-24, I don't see the Patriots winning this game. If they do, great. Hey,
yeah, we got more content. Hey,
let's keep going.
Yeah.
But I don't see it happening. Marv, I hope you're right.
We'll see, all right, man.
Well, we'll see you next week. Saturday night football game this week, which is awesome because that means you guys can have as many adult beverages as you want leading into Sunday. Nick Wally, Marv's on all weekend. It's going to be wild card weekend is the best playoff weekend.
Wild card weekend on Martin Luther King Day weekend is beautiful.
Oh, yeah, we got Monday off. Let's go. All right. Shout out to our friends over at betonline.ag. Again, this is Nick Qualia, Marv Zahn, and Mike Molino. Guys, we're going to talk to you next week. Patriots might be advancing. They might be out. Might be done till next year. Really fast season. Can't believe we're already here. Again, Nick Qualia, Marv Zahn, and Mike Molino. Guys, we will talk to you next week.